Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you today. My name is Mike, one of the pastors here, and if I haven't met you yet, sure hope I get a chance to before today is over. I'm glad you're here, glad you're joining us today for this Sunday service, worshiping our Lord together. It's such a wonderful thing to do, and I'm glad to be here with you. It's been a great summer as we've moved through the Time for Everything series. Incidentally, we're about exact middle. I think I counted seven up to today, and I think there are seven after today. So if you're thinking about how fast your summer's going or slow, it's right in the middle. It's all downhill from here. Or uphill. I don't know. Or maybe it starts uphill and we all just slide into fall. There's no stopping it, right? Would you pray with me and then we'll get started today? Dear Lord, thank you for this morning. I thank you for the opportunity to come up and speak and to share your word. But I do pray that your word would be the resounding words that we hear. You are our awesome God, our Savior, lover of our souls. And we are here to honor you today as a community of believers who have come together to just encourage one another in just being in the same place and worshiping you, God. I just thank you for this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So in the series, we are on a time for, time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. It's a really neat thing to think about. In other words, it's like rocks and stones. We gather them, we scatter them. I didn't know what to do with it at first. It was kind of like, huh, what does this mean? Why would the preacher, the author in Ecclesiastes, what was he thinking with scattering and gathering stones? And so I decided to quickly study the Hebrew. And this is what I learned. If you're confused by this slide, you're reading it the wrong direction. After translating the Hebrew, I found out that it's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. So that didn't... Sorry, I just wanted to put that in there this morning. That was free. That was free right there, okay? All right, so... But, I did find references to stones in the Bible. You know, the stones were gathered, memorials and put up, stones were scattered. One time there were Israelites scattered stones in their enemies' fields to ruin. I mean, there's just lots of stones scattered and gathered. And so it's an occurrence. And he was talking in the day about just things that they do. And in thinking through this, I was drawn to Nehemiah, actually. And that's where I want to study and where I want to talk through the gathering and scattering of stones. And when I thought about Nehemiah, I realized that that is a Nehemiah's charge was to rebuild broken and destroyed walls of the city of Jerusalem. And I realized that here's Nehemiah and he's staring at this completely scattered stone wall that needs rebuilding. And I want to focus in there because I just really think God kind of pushed me this way, thinking about us and working on a wall, gathering stones. I saw families working together as I looked at Nehemiah, gathering stones and building with them. One of my brothers, a dear friend of mine, just let me into his world and talked about how, you know, as we share with each other what we're doing, almost like it was like a prayer request. And when I realized the prayer request changed some of the family dynamics that he might have, and so I, working alongside him, things might change a little bit, and I might need to help out in ways that I never thought of before, or just all that peace of having a brother with me, next to me, working on the same wall. And all of that became kind of the push here for what I want to talk about this morning. So I see a broken wall when I see Nehemiah looking at the city of Jerusalem having a wall that was destroyed. And the reason the wall was destroyed was because of the sins of the people, and God brought enemies onto them, and the Israelites were taken in exile to Babylon. And so the wall is destroyed, and he comes upon the wall, and he sees scattered stones. It just reminded me of like chaos of life. Not only stones that are scattered, but even just people who live scattered and broken and fallen apart. And all of those pieces kind of come together today as we study this topic. So in the first piece that I noticed that there's an awareness. Oh, excuse me. Here's my sermon in a sentence. We could do this real quick. As a community of believers, we are given the task of gathering stones that have been scattered. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on, okay? So we'll keep that theme through this whole thing. Just remember the scattered stones. Remember that we are a community of believers, and that we are going to be working together to gather up scattered stones. First thing here is awareness. This is the first thing I saw from the book of Nehemiah. Being aware of the scattered, broken nature of the stones and the destruction that's out there. They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down. Its gates have been burned with fire. And here is the awareness. When we open our eyes to the world that we see around us, it doesn't take long to realize how broken, destroyed, and how chaotic it is. One picture of the news is all you need. It's very destroyed. It's very overwhelming. I mean, how many have been just overwhelmed with the news of what you hear day in and day out, and the catastrophes that happen, and the death and the murders and its terrorism, is all these things very chaotic. You know, we're living right in the midst of that chaos. As a community of believers, and we're working together to do our best to pick up the pieces that are nearest us. Now, the second thing that Nehemiah does is he goes straight to prayer. And I know that you and I, we've all said prayers. Lord, help our country. Lord, help our community. Lord, help our families nearest us. We need prayer. I love his prayer because he throws in the same words, scatter and gather, and he makes reference to people. And in this prayer, you can also see that he's talking about Jerusalem specifically and why things were destroyed and what he's now tasked with doing. It says, remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for your name. And here's the people that are scattered and being gathered in the same concept of stones. And yet it's people being gathered back together and people being brought back together from the brokenness that caused the scattering coming back together. And a prayer is the best place to start, starting right on your knees. It's good. You got to be aware of what's going on. And then we go right to prayer, just like Nehemiah did. And what's going on around us, guys? It's a scattered brokenness all around us. And now, this kind of connects to our community of believers. And when I think about all this, I think about all the ministries, all the things that you guys are doing side by side with each other for the kingdom of God. And the gospel is kind of our vision. And here's a vision that he had, Nehemiah. He cast a vision. He saw the destruction, undaunted by the immensity of the project. He still threw a vision at it, a vision that people grasped and wanted and ran with it. Here he says in Nehemiah 2, verse 17, then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer suffer derision. It's a vision. He's casted it. He's saying, look at the mess. Let's do something about it. And all these leaders that we have, people, you and I, we see something. We see a need. We see an issue. We see a chaotic part of the wall. And we're bold enough to say, let's do something about that. Even though it's overwhelming. Even though it's like nowhere, like where do you begin? And yet one person and one vision is all that you sometimes need. Not the, a person who can cast this vision on these, on the mess around you. You see scattered stones and you can see potential. You see something beyond the scatteredness. You see what it could be. And so in the mess, you cast that vision and you say, I can do this one piece to help build this one part of this one wall. And that is what Nehemiah did. So he calls to action. Just as Nehemiah calls to action here, like our baseline vision is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're called to spread the gospel around the world. Around the world starts right next to us here in our community. And we as a group of people are called to do that. And we do it in so many different ways. I'll touch on that more as we continue. But it's a call to action. And I love the response. Because when there is someone who's bold enough to step out and say, there's something we need to do, here's how I think we should do it. The wall needs to be built. So let's step out and let's build the wall in this special way, or in this way, or in that way. And here is Nehemiah calling to action. And look at the people's response. They said, let us rise up and build. They were like, yes. Someone bold enough to say, let's do this. Others come along and say, I'm with you. And so you have a leader with a vision. You have people who are called to action. The second line in this verse in Nehemiah 2:18. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. They're not lazy about it. Now, how do you strengthen your hands for the good work? How do you strengthen your hands to gather the scattered stones and start working for the Lord? You have to put your mind into it. And I can see this happening in my own my own family sometimes. We come on Wednesday nights first, very early, and we strengthen our hands to stack chairs for the Awana night, for the kids' programs, okay? And when the mind is not into the action, you can tell on how the chairs get stacked. They go, oh, I want to do this. It's too heavy. You know, words come out. I can't move this chair. I'm tired. Things like that. And I'm like, come on, guys. Let's go. Strengthen your hands for the work. Let's stack these chairs because we have to do this. This is a very simple wall-building piece to the whole wall is building these stacking the chairs, strengthen your hands for the work. So you have the vision, you have the action following it, but there's a mentality of, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it the best that I can, even when I'm tired, even when I don't want to, or whatever might come up, or if it's not, you got to be mentally engaged, okay? A leader is followed. If one person says, let's do this, that call to action should be followed with us, with strengthening our hands for the task in front of us. And remember, the task is the scattered stones. There's stones to build up. And I mentioned my family. And I love how in Nehemiah, families are mentioned. Now, I only grabbed a small section of the listing of families that worked on the wall. And if you read carefully, they start at a gate, and they talk about families, and then go all the way around. And they end at that same gate. I think it's the sheep gate, to be honest, where they start. And not a single piece of that wall was missing. Back to the sheep gate. And it talks about this family or this man or this son of this man. They worked in front of them. Here it says, after Benjamin and Hashub repaired opposite their house, after them, Azariah, the son of Messiah, son of Ananiah, repaired beside his own house. So the idea is the own house piece here. They're just right in front of them. They're working. Now, what I see and what I can kind of th- think about when I think about a community of believers strengthening their hands for the work. And I think about my brother who says to me, hey, this is going on. I need some prayer. And I think about how we're in houses nearby, like on the wall, and we stand up each morning and we go out to the wall and we see each other side by side. And our families are there, right with us. There's cooking, cleaning, there's meals, there's stress, there's babies, there's diapers, there's all of the stuff that goes into family. And yet we have to do this task in front of us. And how wonderful it is to just bring your family right in with you. And I know, I bet a lot of these men and women did. The youngsters came and said, I can pick up this little stone and place it on the wall. I can pick up this one because, you know, I'm 12 or 14. And the two-year-olds who are waiting back at the house. And there might be a time when you step out to work on the wall and your brother is busy in the house because something might be going on. Maybe you just shift over a little bit and just keep building. And there's the task at hand that remains the focus. The focus is to do the wall building. All of the things that go in with that. One practical piece, like I mentioned, and this is something in my family's life stage that works really well with almost 13 to 5, you know, we have that age range, and we can get all of them there to be first on the ministry that we're doing, and then we're last leaving on the ministry that we're doing. It's exhausting for kids to be first and last, but it's wonderful for them to be first there and last to leave, and they're just strengthening their hands for the work. And when I think about the families that have joined us in that Wednesday night ministry, it's just beautiful. And they come and they strengthen their hands for the leadership, and they strengthen their hands to just work alongside each other. And of course, their relationships are going to be the tightest and the closest. And yet there's so many other ministries. Like the music team has a ministry, and they're working side by side to strengthen their hands to sing. And there's ministries of... you could just go through the list, and you have brothers and sisters who join you and work side by side with you, and they're the closest ones to you. And what a wonderful thing it is to do. It's a small piece of building the wall. It's the kingdom of God that we're just building each time we step out of our door. Sometimes I can just see some families. It was mentioned in Nehemiah. It mentions one family that he worked with zeal, or zealously worked to build the wall. Yeah, you all thinking about the family that's zealously working, and you're like, oh, settle down. Come on, relax. You don't have to be so crazy about it. I mean, we're all, but no, there was just a mention of being zealous. And praise God for someone who's passionate about doing the work in front of them. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone that didn't get the word zealous around their little family isn't working, but it's just good to recognize that even in Nehemiah, there was the family that worked zealously, and maybe they just tirelessly just had a passion to put this wall up in this their one section, and yet I don't think they were bothered by the family that worked at a different pace. Maybe everyone was over 15 in their family and they just had more opportunity to be more passionate and everybody could work super hard at it. While the family over here had six kids under six or something, and they're sitting there like, you know, it takes them 2 hours to get to the wall. Well, the other one is out there in 10 seconds, you know? And so it's just, but we're all doing the same task, which is working on the wall. So we're going to have hard days as families. We're going to have easy days. Some of us are just going to do our best when we can. And in Nehemiah, when you go and you do a job like this, when you do a work for the Lord, there's opposition. And this is... Oh, this is the verse I forgot to say. I'm sorry. This is a good verse. And I will gladly spend and be spent for your souls. I love you the more, am I to be loved the less. It's just an example of how when you work for each other, when you work on the wall, when you're doing the work of the Lord, we're just spending our souls for each other, Paul wrote this, talking about the church in Corinthians. And he's saying that I'm just going to spend myself for the work of the Lord. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Back to opposition. This is the opposition I was thinking about. Okay, so the opposition comes. Let me read the verse here from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 2, and let's talk just briefly about it. And he said in the presence of his brothers, now when it says, and he said, this is a man, I believe, by the name of Sanballat and Tobiah, Sumerians, that did not want this to happen. And they were the enemy to the men and women building the wall, okay? They said, this is wrong, we don't want it to happen. Just as we have an enemy that wants to stop what you're doing, stop working for the Lord, stop working in your ministry, they wanted you to stop building the wall. Same thing today as then. This is what it says. In the presence of his brothers and of the army of Samaria, so there's this presence, there's this army, they can hear the voices, and he says, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it for themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish up in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of rubbish and burned ones at that? Questions, doubt starts to come into the mind of the person who's picking up the stone. It is burnt. My hands are black and calloused and I'm dirty up to my eyebrows. Every part of me is dirty because these are burnt, broken, destroyed, jagged rocks. And they're just trying to throw seeds of doubt. And they start to wonder, I don't know if I should do this. Maybe I should put this down and maybe I should just stay in my house the way it was and just live with broken walls and I don't have time for it. It's too hard. They're right. You can't do it. It's too big of a mess. It's broken beyond repair. And that seed of doubt, sometimes a seed of doubt causes a conversation. You know, the families, the two guys who walk out their same door and they look at each other and like, I don't know if we should do this. They said, it's not worth it. And he's like, yes, it is worth it. I don't know if it's worth it. And suddenly the arguments happen right here between two guys that are working on the wall. And that's exactly what he's trying to do, is to get those guys focused on each other and being arguing about how to do it now. Because there's opposition, and it slows them down. And praise God for leadership. Sometimes you need it. And praise God for grace that we give each other. Here in this moment, Nehemiah says, we're still going to go forward. We're still going to build this wall. He's hit with like a conspiracy against the leadership, trying to show everybody that Nehemiah's not a good leader. How could you work for him? And how often does that happen in churches where you see leaders who just fall and just walk away? It's like, I can't do this anymore because there's too much against me. And that's exactly what they wanted to have happen. Because then the work stops. When the man who casts the vision is considered not able to do it and they're like, don't do it, you're not worth it. And everybody's got that seed of doubt and they start to wonder and question and argue. And next thing you know, the work is not going on. So what we're left with, a couple of questions. I mean, do you quit? Or do you make some adjustments? Any guesses? Yeah, you make adjustments. You make adjustments. Now, there's a lot of impacts to the adjustments that you make when you're working on this broken stone wall. And remember, just keep that community of believers together. We're all of us, working on the wall together. You, my brother, you, my sister, you guys and us, all of us together. This is what we're doing, okay? And there's opposition. They want us to stop. They want us to quit, walk away. Now, how hard is it when you watch a brother walk away? It's painful. It's painful when you watch a brother walk away. And it's hard. It hurts. It's because they're family. It's because you work side by side. It's because you built up a wall right next to them. And if they quit, they leave, it's hard. It hurts. It hurts you. It hurts him. It hurts both people. And we've all experienced that. It's because of the enemy. It's because of the opposition. The wall's still there. The broken, burned rocks are still there. The leadership still says, let's do this. Now look at the adjustments that they make, and let's think about this, because this is kind of a big deal here. So from that day on, half of my servants worked on construction, and half held the spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail, and the leaders stood just behind the whole house of Judah. It says also in Nehemiah, I didn't put all the verses in there, that one hand was on a spear, or one hand was on a sword, one hand was picking up a rock. In other words, the adjustments are that they picked up the sword and they walked into the job with it in their hands. One hand held it and one hand did the work. Now, what happens when half of your hands are doing the job that you need to do? Takes twice as long, right? It's a little math there. Half of you is working, it takes twice as long, right? I think that's about right. Maybe, I don't know, close enough. So the idea is that when you make these adjustments, you're taking up your sword, and this is called a sword, by the way. This is your Bible right here. Okay, this is called a sword of the Spirit, right? We take it up, we read it, we get God's word in us, we encourage ourselves, we don't give up, we don't quit. So the option one would be, I quit, put your both hands behind your back and just walk away. It's too hard, it's too messy, I can't do it. They said it's not worth it, I agree. You should quit too. And I think you should, and everybody should quit. That doesn't work. The other option isn't two-handed on top of the place, like, "Arr, bring it on, everybody, I'm going to get you." Both hands on the sword, right? Well, who's going to build the wall? You have both hands on your sword just flailing. No, it's one hand on the sword. One hand picks up a stone and puts it in place. You got two hands working, one connecting with God, one doing the work of the Lord. And when we do that, we slow the process down. It's an ability to be patient and to recognize that opposition will make it slower, but it doesn't make us quit. It doesn't make us give up on putting together the stone wall in front of us. So adjusting your expectations. Allow a slower process. There are frustrations in there, right? I was working with two hands. It was easy. It was quick. I could go out. I could put in one more piece of the wall. I could do this without too much trouble. And all I had to think about was the work, the ministry, the giving God my day, whatever it is. And now there's opposition. It slows you down, but don't stop. It doesn't make us stop. We make adjustments. It was very profound for me to think about that, to realize that it's okay for things to go slower than maybe you had thought it would go because there's opposition, so we have to adjust. We have to make some adjustments. Praise God for His grace and His patience. And at the same time, always remember, when there's opposition and when we make adjustments, it's real common to say, the leader isn't doing the right thing. My brother over here is not building the wall the way he should. My brother and family, this family is not doing what I don't think they're doing, half the work they could do. And you start looking at them and saying, I don't know why you would work that way. That doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know why you're working. You're in your house too long. The wall needs us, right? I mean, there's encouragement. Hey, let's go about the process as best as we can and be patient with each other's issues and troubles, because we are the broken stones building broken stones. We're in a broken world, right? And it's going to be hard, and we're going to end up with troubles and conflicts and problems next to us, beside us. I would ask that you don't step away with both hands and quit. You don't go crazy with two hands on the sword. Just one hand here, one hand continues. One hand works. Continue with the Lord. Now, I just have a few thoughts to wrap up with, and then we'll be done here. I really think in this phrase, a time to gather and a time to scatter stones, I really think we're in a time to gather. I know that I really think we're in a time to gather these stones together. And I think Jesus has asked us to gather stones, meaning The harvest is ripe. Go out into all the world, it says in Matthew chapter 28. Reach the world with the gospel. Preach, teach, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go out. Gather in my people. Gather them in. That's been a commission by Jesus to gather. Now, scattering is like the mess, the sins of the world. Jesus gave us this vision. He's our leader, and we're going to continue to do his work. To pare it down to the smallest stone on the smallest piece of the wall. Well, for me, it's Wednesday night with kids. I mean, that's my piece of the wall. And I don't want to quit doing that. You know, for you, it could be with me. You're with me in that. A lot of you are working in that very same way. And the rest of you should be. Oh, did I say that out loud? No, I mean, but it's just something. We're all working. Small group to meals ministry, to soundboard, to music, to I can't even name all the ministries. We all have a piece of the wall, and we're all just putting up a stone. None of it is worthless or not as good as another. None of it is less important. It's the same work of the kingdom. And we need to go and gather people in. Join us. Join us in the work. Join us. I kind of get this picture in my mind, and I'll just quick give it to you. I don't know what it's like for you. I'm kind of an emotional guy, so I get emotional about stuff, you know? So I imagine stepping out on the threshold of my door, stone scattered, broken, blackened from burning, and I look over at my neighbor, and he's standing at his threshold. I look that way, he's standing at his threshold, and I'm like, let's go.
I love you.
Amen. I usually, you know, amen, I love you, either one. That's great. Don't you just get that passion? Like, we're doing this together. My brothers and I, we're doing this together. We're commissioned by God. Let's go. Get a little head nod and just grab some stones. Let's put them up. I love you guys. Every single one of you. To this day is a phrase I found whenever I looked at stones being gathered. To this day was a phrase that I kept finding. For example, in Joshua, the 12 tribes of Israel crossed the Jordan River with Joshua. And God said, gather 12 stones, put them up. And then it would say they're stacked up. There they are to this day. Celebration, beautiful moment. They're still there to this day. Other places. Real quick, King David had a son, Absalom, who betrayed and fought against his own father. Very, very sad, very, very painful. Hardest part of probably David's life was his son fighting against him. His son dies. They heap stones over his body. There's a large stone that is there to this day. Both in celebration, they're there to this day, and in pain, they're there to this day. It just made me think about the work that we're doing. The work that we're doing, it stays to this day. Some of it has been painful. Some of it has been hard. Some of the wall building that we've done, it's been in the midst of struggles and conflicts, and it reminds us of some painful moments. It's there to this day. The wall is there. God's work does not fall apart. It's to this day. In celebration, when we're excited, when we're doing something that's awesome, and it's there to this day. It's just a real powerful picture in my mind of what it means to be a community of believers working with our own brokenness, our own mess, our own conflicts. Whatever we work on together today, it's still there. God preserves it. And let's just end with Jesus as the cornerstone. Gather with him. He's there, right next to us, putting stones on, right next to us, gathering stones, believing that we have him with us. Not standing aside or watching from above, but just right there, right next to, as close as your brother is when you're shoulder to shoulder, or your sister when you're shoulder to shoulder, Jesus is with you. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you that you've commissioned us to gather stones. The brokenness of this world is just overwhelming, and sometimes we don't even know how to do it. Cast a vision, God. Your gospel is our vision. Make us aware. We're going to run hard, strengthen our hands to do the work in front of us, to gather the stones as a community of believers. Lord, sometimes it's hard because we fail each other. Sometimes it's hard because it's painful, or there's issues, there's opposition, and we don't know how to keep going and yet still hold on to our faith. I pray, God, that there would be a strengthening of our hands for the work, a reminder that we're shoulder to shoulder as a community. We're going to keep building walls, which is your kingdom, God, your kingdom built in our lives and the lives of those around us. I praise your name for today. Amen.